You're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. An album that picked up a Juno for Jazz Album of the Year in 2018, bassist Mike Downs. From his album Root Structure, we heard the track The Raven. Robbie Batas on the piano, guitarist Ted Quinlan, and drummer Larnell Lewis. A new album just released from pianist Chris Parker before that, his fifth recording. From the album Reunion, we heard one of his compositions, Just a Thought. That's an eight-piece unit, and a track that featured trombonist Doug Beavers and violinist Rob Thomas. Music from trombonist Michael Deese before that, from his album City Life. The music of Greg Hill, we heard Blues for Herb. Nicole Glover doing the work on the tenor, and Linda May Han Oh on the bass. And the set started with the now-defunct vocal group Cadence from their 2005 album, 20 for 1. We heard Hit That Jive, Jack. And at that time, the group was Dylan Bell, Ross Lynn, Carl Berger, and Kevin Fox. Originally formed out of York University in Toronto, they ceased working together in 2020.
Thank you. whatever comes later goes. That's how I take and I'll give. Devil may care. When the day is through, I suffer no regrets. I know that he who frets loses the night. For only a fool dreams he can hold back the dawn. He who is wise never tries to revise what's past and gone. Live love today, let come tomorrow what may. Don't even stop for a sigh. It doesn't help when you
thank you. Bird Note. Molly Adams founded the Feminist Bird Club to try to make birding safer and more inclusive.
Birders who are Black, visibly disabled, and queer are going to face challenges while birding that cisgender, able-bodied white people do not. And our goal is to reduce these obstacles.
Along with co-author Sydney Golden Anderson, Molly wrote a book titled Birding for a Better World that welcomes newcomers to birding and offers ways to make events more inclusive and accessible.
We hope that this book encourages organizers to consider what needs they might not already be meeting and find ways to accommodate them. Throughout the book, you'll see a lot of suggestions from other birding organizations and ways that organizers can look to their own members and other groups in their community.
The book also debunks some myths that can scare people away from birding, Sydney says.
Birding does not necessarily mean bird walk. In fact, you don't have to walk at all while birding. Birding is for all people of all ages and abilities. You don't have to have fancy equipment to begin birding. And yes, you're a birder, even if you're a beginner.
What's more, Sydney says that birding can help improve our world.
Birding with mindfulness can be a profoundly healing practice that can help one redevelop a sense of interconnectivity with nature, how to just be there and coexist and do so in a way that's sustainable and gentle and caring.